people might think, oh, it's this new trendy diet. First of all, it's not a diet because it's a timing. It's a pattern of eating. There's no prescribed regimen in terms of what you eat. We'll talk about what you eat later, but the intermittent fasting or time restricted eating is simply a pattern. So all you need to start is a clock and a glass of water and knowing what time you'll be closing your eating window, which means stopping eating today. And throughout human history, human beings have always intermittent fasted. We just didn't call it that because there was food available and no food available and food available and no food available. So the way human beings were designed and are designed, it's not a new trendy thing, is to pause from eating, have the body heal and repair, much like sleep. We can't do without sleep, but we didn't know that we can't do without fasting. We just think we're supposed to eat all the time in our modern culture when there's food around 24/7.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today we have a great author that is coming on to this show, and it is Laurie Lewis. And Laurie is from the Intermittent Fasting Coach Program, and she talks about how menopause dealt a crushing blow, brain fog, lack of balance, memory loss, and the sudden gain of 50 pounds of stubborn hormonal fat. She tried everything she knew to feel better, and the methods that worked in the past made no difference. After 4 years of struggle, Laurie stumbled upon intermittent fasting and started fasting that very same day. The menopausal fog lifted in less than 1 week. She had more energy and felt more like herself. She lost 51 pounds in 15 months and has kept it off for years. Now at 58 years old, Laurie has turned her personal success into the premier thriving intermittent fasting coaching business. As a certified health coach, she combines her knowledge of nutrition with deep research and practice of time-restricted eating. Laurie guides her clients with a dream come true: eat the food you love and enjoy the rest of your life feeling well and vibrant. Welcome to the show, Laurie.
And thank you. It's so nice to meet you. And I should finish. I like that you ended on well and vibrant. And I love that your podcast is well and happy. So it's great to be talking about ways to be well and happy with you.
Yes. And I gather from all that you had a bit of a struggle. So would you like to share what got you to this point of being unwell?
I will. I don't know about you, but I felt really good in my 40s. I felt so good in my 40s. And all of a sudden, perimenopause kicked in, but they don't send us to biology class for aging ladies. And I didn't piece it together, and neither did anyone around me. And I was really struggling in perimenopause. And I couldn't wait for menopause to hit. I know that's rare, but I couldn't wait. Well, that didn't go so well. Menopause hit and I literally lost my memory and felt like stumbling around in discomfort, in pain, and gained 50 pounds. So things weren't going well in menopause, and nothing I tried made me feel better, and nothing I tried helped shed the excess fat. And I was just at the point where I thought, oh my gosh. And I'm an optimist. I'm a well and happy person, right? So I was just at the point where I felt, oh my goodness, could it possibly be true that life gets worse and harder and I get heavier and foggier and sicker forever? Like, I can't believe that this is how it goes. And right at that point, I was home visiting my mother and I was wailing and despairing. And that she said she would pray for an answer because it just truly didn't seem like there was any way out of this dark well. And that night, I Googled for the first time and heard these words for the first time, intermittent fasting, which I learned because I stayed up all night reading about it on the internet. I found out is eating in a pattern of time. And I stumbled downstairs in the morning and I said to my mom, I think I found the answer. Thank you for your prayers. And she said, tell me about it. And I explained. And she said, that sounds amazing. How may I support you? And from that day, nearly 4 years ago, I have eaten in a pattern of time and eaten, as we say, in an eating window and lost the weight, as you said in the introduction, lost 51 pounds in 15 months. But most astonishingly, I felt better within a week. So that's how I got where I am. And then everybody wanted to know about it. And so I started coaching people.
Within a week, that's amazing to get a result back so quickly that you started feeling better in 1 week. Would you be able to just explain a bit more about what intermittent fasting is?
Yes, I would. Now, people might think, oh, it's this new trendy diet. First of all, it's not a diet because it's a timing. It's a pattern of eating. There's no prescribed regimen in terms of what you eat. We'll talk about what you eat later. But the intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating is simply a pattern. So all you need to start is a clock and a glass of water and knowing what time you'll be closing your eating window, which means stopping eating today. And throughout human history, human beings have always intermittent fasted. We just didn't call it that because there was food available and no food available and food available and no food available. So the way human beings were designed and are designed, it's not a new trendy thing, is to pause from eating, have the body heal and repair, much like sleep. We can't do without sleep, but we didn't know that we can't do without fasting. We just think we're supposed to eat all the time in our modern culture when there's food around 24/7 and, you know, our stomach growls and we think, my goodness, I need to feed myself. So to answer your question succinctly, which I didn't, it's eating in a pattern of time and eating delicious food later in your eating window that you get to say what the eating window is.
Well, thank you. That explains it somewhat. How many different problems that people have that you've been able to help them with through just changing their eating habits?
Oh, gosh, Anne, the list is endless. So let's start with type 2 diabetes. I have a client who moved her, I don't know if you, do you call it A1C in Australia? The blood glucose measurement over time. And then once it gets past a particular number, you then become insulin resistant and then pre-diabetic and then diabetic. And so many clients, but I'm thinking of one last week, moved that A1C down very quickly within 4 months from type 2 diabetes to pre-diabetic. And everything from psoriasis and eczema and other autoimmune, even people with Hashimoto's and menopausal issues such as my own and weight gain and truly every physical, you know, skin tags and moles and everything that would indicate that a person had inflammation like asthma or plantar fasciitis, a person is in repair during the fasting hours. So the body has an opportunity to rest and heal when we aren't eating. And yeah, the list is long. If you asked me one, I'd say yes, that too. So reversal, but most especially relief. People experience relief. And so you were astonished, as was I, that within a week I felt better. And I could say that I felt like myself within a week, which there you can't put words to. What does feeling like yourself feel like? That's what it, there are no words for that.
Is it all linked to being overweight or just some of the cases? Because I have a partner who had an operation to help him lose weight. And I believe he's thinking a lot clearer since that happened.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that about him. Yes, shedding fat and not carrying around the excess weight really can clear up our brains and our cognitive ability. And the intermittent fasting, or eating in a pattern of time-restricted eating, isn't, quote, just for people who are carrying excess fat, because all human beings are designed to not eat for a period of time. So when anyone thinks, well, intermittent fasting, that might not be for everyone. Well, if you're a human, if you're a person, it is. It could be, let's take the 24-hour day, divide it in any portion of 2, 12, 12, 14, 10, 16, 8, 18, 6, 19, 5, 21, 3, fasting hours and eating window. So even if a person took the 24-hour day and divided the fasting and the eating into a 12, 12, it has been scientifically proven that you will live longer. So every person who's here, who's interested in being well and being happy and perhaps living longer, could say, oh, well, I could fast clean for 12 hours. I'm asleep for 8 of it. And then eat in a 12-hour eating window. That could have me live longer. Yes.
Well, that seems like such a simple change. How did we get like this, to think that we had to eat like 3 meals a day to be healthy?
Isn't that amazing? Well, I sort of have an answer. And believe it or not, now we are encouraged to eat more than 3 meals a day. I think when you and I grew up, it was 3. And then at some point in the late 70s, at least here in the US, with regards to marketing and so forth, the late 70s, early 80s, we started being told to snack all the time. Uh-huh. I know when I grew up, we had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I came home from school, we'd raid the cupboard and our mom would say, no, you'll spoil your dinner. Mm-hmm. I don't think people say that anymore. No. So back in the beginning, 150 years ago, which is certainly not the beginning of being human, up until maybe 150 years ago, people didn't have an abundance of available food. And even our agricultural forebears did not even eat 3 meals a day. Okay. So sometime around 100 years ago, the Kellogg's company said, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And over time, that has become what I call medical mythology. And even physicians believe that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And there's no scientific proof of that. In fact, many people, I'm sure you know them, I'm one, since I was a teenager, I was like, ugh, breakfast makes me feel terribly. I don't want to eat that. And many people are like, yeah, I don't eat breakfast. And so it's with intermittent fasting, it's really not so much about eating breakfast as it is not having any nutrients or calories or flavors before you take that first meal, which could be lunch when you're in intermittent fasting. So I'm happy to say more about that.
Well, I think that's where I've possibly been failing, because I have actually started something like this. I haven't done it every day, but I have been doing it some days, and I can last the lunchtime, but I have my pot of tea and in the tea is milk. So I suppose the milk is a no-no.
Well, yes. And I wouldn't say it's a no-no, because I'm a nice coach, but but I'll explain that. So when we are in a fasted state, our intention is to put the body into complete rest and therefore repair. That means digestive rest, hormonal rest, and metabolic rest. That means we don't take in any nutrients, and milk is certainly nutritious. And then people say, well, what about like Diet Coke that has no calories or nutrition? Well, it's a flavor. So anything flavored, anything with nutrients, any sweetness, anything with a hint of food-likeness communicates to our brain that food is incoming. That does 2 things. Well, a lot of things, but 2 primary things. One, it makes fasting harder, because you have informed your brain that you're about to feed it, and it's like, where's the food? So it makes fasting harder, which we don't want. We want it easy breezy. And secondly, it starts the whole digestive process. You might not feel it, but having that milk raises insulin, starts digestion, and in the presence of elevated insulin, we can't tap into our fat stores. So if you are intermittent fasting, eating in a pattern of time to burn your own body fat for fuel, yay, then you want to respect or honor that clean fast of plain water or plain black coffee or plain unflavored black or green tea. So what type of tea do you enjoy, Anne? What do you like without the milk?
Without the milk. I've got some herbal teas I could have without the milk. If I know, I will do it.
Well, the herbal teas, now I'm going to give you more bad news. It's got to be the very bitter black or green tea, because mint tea or lemongrass or clove or ginger and all the fun flavors, those communicate as, quote, food to your body. It's the bitterness. Now, we can't go wrong with plain water. Okay. That is, you know, plain water is inarguably the way to go. If you want more that hit of caffeine or that warmth in the morning, you could have plain hot water in a cup. But if you want tea or coffee, it's got to be plain unflavored black tea, like English breakfast or oolong or Darjeeling black tea or plain green tea or plain unflavored black coffee. And then the good news, I'm sorry, I'm so dooms, you know, bad news here. You can move all those delicious flavors that you love to your eating window. So if you love to have that in the morning, you could open your eating window in the morning, have your milky tea, have a big breakfast, wait a little bit later, have a lunch, maybe have a little snack, close your eating window early. So you can move it around as you please, but save the nutrients and save the flavors for your eating window.
Oh, thank you for being very patient and explaining that. I have a better idea of now what constitutes nutrition. I believe you have, as part of your coaching, but you have opened it up to everyone by writing a workbook. So would you like to tell us a bit about how that works and where it's available?
I would love to. Thank you. I had started a longer book, and I was haunted by this idea, one that people don't really remember. They just want some basic information. So if someone else spends 10 pages writing about insulin, I have two tiny paragraphs. Okay. So that coupled with the brevity, coupled with people feeling supported and adored and well, and then add to that the idea of, I really believe in people starting and being in action. So all that is to say, I wrote a workbook. So it's available on Amazon, and it's available in the Kindle edition. Now you'd think, why would I get a workbook in the Kindle edition? You can get the Kindle edition to read it, and you can use your own plain journal, your own notebook to write in. So it's full of information about intermittent fasting, everything you'd need to know, how to start exactly. 3 whole months of writing and logging and starting and remembering and experiencing everything. And then it ends with the fast forever section, which tells people how to keep going. And the book is called Celebrating Your Vibrant Future, Intermittent Fasting for Women 44 to Forever. Now, you did say it's for everyone. It is for everyone. It's just, I did write it for this special group of people who are women over 44. So I called that 44 to forever. So we are in the forever category. And it's great for everyone who wants a logbook and who wants a very, very easy to comprehend and easy to start tutorial.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And you've explained everything so well.
Thank you.
And how else do you work with people? I know everyone's working online these days. Do you ever have any clients that you only see online?
I do. I lead group programs. And believe it or not, two and a half years ago, I got my first client from Australia. And she joined one of my group programs because where the time I lead it here in the US, it was noon the next day, her time. And so depending on where you are in Australia or New Zealand, people have joined my programs from Japan, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Ireland, Ukraine, Germany, Scotland, so, and the US and Canada. And so I lead group programs on Zoom, which are, I love leading groups. And then I coach people one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So if people have a super busy schedule or they're kind of shy and don't like to be in a group on camera, or if they want the extra super duper customized, personalized coaching, then they hire me one-on-one, which I love.
So yeah. Where would they find you if they wanted to find out more about you?
My website is fastforwardwellness.com and fastforwardwellness.com, and all the info is there. I love connecting with people, and I love sharing how easily accessible this is for all people. I always say to people, you don't have to hire me to teach you how to stop eating. Uh-huh. So someone could listen to this podcast and be like, that's all the information I need, Lori Lewis. And I got what I need. I'm going to start today, as plenty of people certainly do. And then others are like, I'd like an expert guide and coach and someone who makes sure I keep going. And, you know, right there in Australia, my friend Graham Curry from Perth wrote a book called The Fasting Highway. So he's actually a Kiwi who lives in Australia, in Perth. And he wrote a great book, a memoir about intermittent fasting that people may find helpful. I love it.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing all that. And in summary, what's your message?
Oh, gosh. My message, let me think. What do I most care about for your well and happy? I care that if a person has the thought that it is all downhill from here, it is possible that it's not. And if each person would say, what time am I going to close my eating window today? What time am I going to stop eating? And you do. And then fast forward 12 hours and eat a delicious breakfast, and boom, you're an intermittent faster. You're eating in a pattern of time, and you just did something amazing for your health and your happiness.
Mm. I suppose you've got to work out what works in your schedule too. But
exactly. Yes. Each person works out what works best for them.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for sharing. It's amazing how something so simple could make a huge difference in someone's life. And I thank you very much for being able to share this with more people. So,
thank you, Anne. Thank you for inviting me. I love speaking with you.
You're welcome. You've been listening to intermittent fasting coach and author Lori Lewis on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.